On Tuesday, Fianna Fáil's 71-strong parliamentary party will select its presidential candidate by secret ballot. As of this morning, former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin had received packing from 31 members of the party. Ireland South MEP Billy Kelleher currently has the backing of five, which is the minimum number required to ensure he gets to contest the internal ballot for the candidacy. While the parliamentary party decides who will contest the presidential election, Fianna Fáil's 248 county councillors are left out in the cold. They won't have any say in who the party selects to run in the October 24th election. So how are they feeling about that? Our reporter Peter O'Connell spoke to some of them, starting with Tralee-based County Councillor Mikey Sheehy.
Fianna Fáil has always had a pro-democratic tradition, and in my view, this decision has just chipped away at that. My frustrations lie in and around the process that's been undertaken in terms of the candidate selection. I find it quite ironic that over the weekend, there were some senior party figures talking about the democratic process that was going to be undertaken by the party. I don't think it is democratic. I don't think that it's democratic to leave out number one elected members of Fianna Fáil in terms of councillors across the length and breadth of the country. And I'll go one further and say I don't think it's fair either that grassroots card-carrying members of Fianna Fáil are also going to be excluded from that nomination and that voting process. I think it's quite short-sighted, to be honest, at a time when we're leading into a key presidential election and a key election for Fianna Fáil. That councillors and those card-carrying members at grassroots level across the country will be asked to campaign for the candidate that is selected by the party. And we'll be asked to knock on doors, but at the moment, doors are being slammed pretty much in those individuals' faces who aren't going to get a say in the selection process.
Councillor Deirdre Kelly, Cork South West. It seems very rushed, doesn't it? Even though this election didn't come as a surprise to anybody, it's not like a snap general election or anything. So I suppose I've been fielding calls from members who would have liked to have had an input into this. And I suppose one member, one vote was introduced for that purpose in around, what was it, 2012, 2013. And I suppose they're quite upset that they haven't had an input into it at this point. But I know timelines are short now, but as I said, this election wasn't a surprise to anybody. So had the process commenced earlier, perhaps everyone might have had a chance.
Do you feel listened to as a councillor?
Well, I suppose in terms of councillors, we haven't been contacted in relation to this issue. So I guess the answer to that is no.
Are you disappointed by that?
Well, yeah. As I said, not just for myself as a councillor, but for all members who pay their membership on a yearly basis, it would have been nice to have an input into this process.
There will be an expectation, councillor, that as councillors you'll go out on the canvas. Will that happen, do you think, across the board?
We'll have to see what happens on next Tuesday. Peter, I suppose the nomination process hasn't closed as of yet. Right now there are only two members nominated, and we'll have to see how that goes on next Tuesday.
Councillor Alan O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil, County Clare. Time might be against us at this stage, but I personally feel that every member pays their €20 and it should be one person, one vote, like any other convention. That's the way, that is the process. The grassroots of Fianna Fáil, I think they should have a huge say in who they should think should run as president for the present on behalf of Fianna Fáil, because at the end of the day, they will be the people that will be on the ground pushing and helping out the person that will be elected at that process, you know.
As a councillor, do you feel left out of the process?
I think myself, no, that maybe the Taoiseach, Niall Martin, the leader of the party, maybe probably jumped the guns, maybe to show his true colour straight away. Billy Kelleher is a very, very, very strong candidate, very well liked, very well supported. And I think that he should be shoved through the grassroots and let him decide, and let the process decide. Let it be decided that way. Jim Gavin's a very nice man. Been very successful in his career, very successful in football terms within Dublin. He has very well rooted here in County Clare. He's a good Clare man as well, I suppose, behind it all. Is he the person to run for Fianna Fáil? I don't know. I feel that maybe is there something behind this in order to get the Fianna Fáil vote back into parts of Dublin that they have lost out in for years. There is a lot of support there, quietly and privately, for Bertie Ahern. I don't know where that's going to go. If Bertie decides to run independent afterwards, will that pull some of the Fianna Fáil people to vote for Bertie.
My name is Barbara Ann Murphy and I'm a Fianna Fáil member of Wexford County Council. I suppose it's been remiss of us as councillors not to have put a motion to the floor, on the floor of the Ardéis to change, you know, to have let councillors have their say in the selection process for presidential candidates. And that will change because I'm sure there's many of us who are going to want to seek to put motions on the floor for the next Ardéis.
How do you feel the process has been handled by the leadership over the last few weeks?
Well, I suppose the Taoiseach himself, he has his own opinions, like I have mine. I like Micheál Martin. I actually served in the National Youth Committee with Micheál Martin. I'm quite happy with him. There's no point in saying that he doesn't have his own opinions, and we all have. And like that's why we're in politics. We're in there to get something done.
That's Wexford-based Fianna Fáil County Councillor Barbara Ann Murphy with our reporter Peter O'Connell. 9:04.